필요하다고 생각해?
Hello? Dzień dobry.
Halo?
Halo? Czy ktoś nas słyszy?
Halo, dzień dobry, Wojciech Kalisiek z PNRPK z tej strony.
Dzień dobry, Lance Pacjent, Iwan Książki.
Dzień dobry, Marta Czajkowska, KBC Securities.
Jeszcze chwilę, czekamy na prezesa Bodę i rozpoczniemy zaraz naszą konferencję. Jeszcze mamy 2 minuty, prawda? Ja mam dla niego, ale może wziąć. Ja mam dla niego. Zielono.
Dzień dobry. Marcin Pokorski, ja tutaj na konferencji ING Banku.
Zapraszamy, zapraszamy. Everybody, on behalf of ING Bank Śląski, I would like to welcome you on our call conference. Call conference dedicated to fourth quarter results. Results will be introduced by Mr. Mirosław Boda, Chief Financial Officer and Board Member. With us is also Eugenia Sikora, our Chief Accountant, and me, Roland Paz, responsible for Investor Relations and Strategy. We will run our conference in English language, and the conference will be recorded. After the presentation of Mr. Boda, we'll have a question-answer session to which we invite you. And I think we can start the presentation.
Good morning, everybody.
Hello.
can we ask who is on the other side?
Wojciech Kaliszek from Pioneer Investments.
Yes, KBC Securities represented by Marta Czajkowska and Mark McRae.
Dobry.
Hanna Kajsora, PKO BP.
Dobry.
Marcin Petelski, Commercial Union.
Dzień dobry.
Tam.
Iza Rokitka, UniCredit CIB.
Tomasz Walkowicz, UBS.
Artur Szewski, Fitch.
Witamy.
Rozumiem, że wszyscy. O, tak. So I understand that's everybody, yes? So let's start with the slide number 4. That's the summary of our strategy. As you remember, we are quite consistent with our presentation, so we are focused on the acquisition of the new clients and increase of volumes. And you can see that the result we managed to achieve in the year 2007. In respect to the growth of the especially funds entrusted in retail, in growth in the number of the saving account, the growth of the TFI, increase of the retail clients current account, as well as the growth on the wholesale area, growth of the deposit volume, growth of the number of retail clients and growth of the wholesale clients. The next is lending production, sales intensification. You remember we faced in past some, basically we struggled with the growth on the lending side. The year 2007, it was the year breakthrough when we changed this tendency. Obviously I'm talking about the retail part. In the wholesale, the growth on lending is quite significant year on year. We'll back to the specific information about every product further in the presentation, so let's just go through quickly slide number 5. Obviously the growth in our case we link with the maintaining high quality of the client service, so the client satisfaction is a significant factor for us, and it's worth to mention that as far as the corporate client satisfaction ratio is concerned, we've been assessed as the best bank in Poland among the banks serving the corporate clients. Information about the recent products we launched on the market. Obviously, probably you know that the latest offer is this internet account. However, this is the year 2008, and still we talk about the result of the 2007 and our results. The growth of the result before risk caused by the almost 17%. An increase of the net profit by the 6.7%. Obviously, the issue is with the loan loss provisions, as you know. We are replacing the revenue from the dissolved loan loss provision by just the standard day-to-day revenue or daily business revenue. Slide number 6, it shows the comparison between the years starting from the 2005. And you can see that if we compare total funds entrusted by retail clients, the growth is significant. That's almost 13 billion zloty volumes we gathered over the last 2 years. So we may say that quite significant bank has been created during the last 2 years. From this perspective, we just managed to increase our size significantly. The number of retail deposits grow by the 7 billion, 7.5 billion almost. Polish zloty mortgages, it's, you know, almost 5 times higher than it was in the year 2005. Total volumes of lending to retail clients, as I said, the year 2007 was the year of breakthrough, and this volume starts significantly grow, especially on the mortgages. Wholesale deposit, significant growth, almost 23% over the last 2 years, and the total lending to the wholesale clients, the growth is under 19%, we'll talk about it further, but we are quite happy that the growth is, especially in the mid-size and the mid-corp segment, they're very stable. Slide number 7. Our figures, you can see that our revenue grow by the 13% year on year. Result before risk cost, as I said, it's 16% grow. Risk costs are lower by 60 million this year, so we managed just to replace this revenue from the dissolved loan loss provision by the daily business revenue. Gross profit and the net profit. Cost income ratio remains almost the same as it was last year. However, the size of bank is higher, and that was the result of the higher profit this year. Obviously, I will just refer on the beginning on the issue of the fourth quarter revenue. As you see, the revenue in the last quarter of the 2007 is almost the same as the revenue in the year 2006. The reason is the valuation of the hedging derivatives. We are running on our deposit replication portfolio. It means that we are investing our deposit into the long-term funds. It's mainly the securities, I mean the bonds and bills. However, that's not only. We're using as well some derivatives to adjust the maturity of this replication portfolio to the model maturity, as this is run by our risk management. And to do this, as I said, we are using the derivatives. Counting point of view, derivatives are always treated as a trading derivatives and has to be evaluated over the profit and loss. In the last year, 2007, obviously there is one possibility that if bank will implement the hedge accounting, then the bank is allowed to adjust this valuation from the profit and loss to the equity, and then the result is far more stable. Last year, we managed together with KPMG, with our auditor, to implement hedge accounting, and from this year, this effect should be significantly lower. However, the last quarter of the 2007 was the quarter of the quite significant change of the interest rate, and because of that, we had just the valuation of this hedging derivatives that we had to register over the profit and loss. Overall, this difference between, we call it economic and accounting result, I mean the real cash result and accounting result, is on the level of the 65 million zloty. So theoretically, if you would have fully implemented hedge accounting on all these derivatives, our result for the last quarter should be higher by this 65 million zloty. However, as I said, that's not any loss. That's just the temporary valuation of the hedging derivatives that from economic perspective are used to hedge our long-term replication portfolio. Going further, slide number 8, the position on market on the household deposit, we are almost on the level 9.4%, so we are approaching slowly to the 10% market share. On the household lending, this market share is still low. However, as I said, you can see that the year 2007 is the year of the breakthrough, that we start to grow our volumes and our market share. On the corporate side, the situation has improved in the last quarter, especially on the deposit side, in spite of the situation that, as we informed previously, we do not fight for all the wholesale deposits, and if it is not profitable deal for us, basically we do not have to do it at any price. Due to the very good relation with clients and the growth of the number of clients, we managed to increase the volumes and improve our market share. On the lending side, the situation is quite stable. The volatility is, I would say, because of the development of the strategic client segment that is volatile over the quarters. Going to the business retail banking, growth of number of retail clients by over 200,000 just over the year. Current account grow by the 114,000 over grow of the, let's say, gross. So I mean the new account open was on the level 230,000. We may say that more than 100,000 we have closed because we are doing the cleaning of the non-active account every quarter. So in our case, we may say that the non-active account was replaced by the accounts that are really used by the clients, and the gross grow of this account was almost a quarter of the million over the year. Strong position in the funds and trust and segments, we will talk about that later as well. Our strategy is that we are helping clients to manage their financial future. I mean, the clients decide what kind of the investment is choosing, is selecting, whether it is the saving account, whether it is term deposit or the investment fund. The client is free to shift the investment between all these different kind of the placing money. Saving accounts volume grow by the 3.6 billion. Lending, more than 40% grow year on year. That's mainly the grow of the mortgages and the lending for the private clients and the SME. Grow or the growth on the Polish złoty mortgages over the 100%. Small business grow by the 38%. Private banking funds entrusted grow by the 30% year on year. That is very important for us. Increase of the number of electronic payments over the 2007 to about the 40 million. Share of electronic payments on the year end was on the level 92%. Increase of the ING Bank Śląski online user to 260,000 over 770,000. And what is even more important for us, because that's how we measure our business, number of active users. Active users are the users who perform one transaction over the last 3 months, grow from 89,000 to 334,000. It's quite often that banks inform about the total number of clients without, let's say, going into details. Are these clients active or are these clients, let's say, less active? We are focused on the really manage our business on the way that we measuring number of the active clients. It means really the clients who are performing the transaction. This growth of the number of transactions and growth of the number of the active users of our internet banking is really confirming that we are growing on the right direction. And new branches, 75 new type of branches. I mean that they're mainly franchise branches. But to be honest, not always we manage to find a reliable franchisee partner. So sometimes these new type franchise branches are, let's say, equipped with our own staff. Slide number 12, grow of the funds entrusted. This is this change over this last year by the 22%, as said. In the value term, the growth was from the 28.5 billion zloty to the almost 35 billion zloty, so that's the growth of the 6.5 billion over the 1 year. In spite of the situation, as you know, with the mutual fund, our mutual fund has suffered as one of the significant markets here as well. Current accounts number, slide number 13. That's the growth by the 114,000 net. However, the gross, I mean the new account open was 229,000, and the volumes increased by almost 800 million over the year. As you know, this is our latest marketing campaign. We launched the new direct current account that's accessible only over the internet. Slide number 14, the growth of the saving account. Number of accounts grow by the 24% year on year to almost 1.3 billion. We have opened almost a quarter of a million new accounts during the 2007. And the total number of accounts, I mean the Polish złoty and other currency, is almost on the level 1.4 million. On this slide, I think slide number 14 and slide number 15, you may see, I think that the key of our strategy that we are allowing clients to shift the funds between the different kind of the investment. If you will look into the second quarter 7 of the saving account, you see that there was the net outflow of the volumes in amount of the 256 million. When you look into the next slide, slide number 15, you can see that the on the second quarter was the significant increase of the funds of the invested into mutual funds by 1.4 billion zloty, while in the last quarter of the year, you see that we had huge growth of the volumes on the savings account by the 1.5 billion zloty, while we saw some drop on our of our investment fund by a bit less than 800 million. So the strategy shifting or allowing clients to shift money between the different kind of the investment is really working, and on this way we manage to keep the clients with us, keep relation with us. The clients are shifting their funds between different kind of the investment, and we offer them the best offer as can be. We can go further, let's say slide number 16, private banking. If you will look into the number of the accounts in comparison to 2005, that was significant growth in 2006. However, in 2006 we have changed the segmentation criteria. It means that the private banking, you are only if you have all the funds entrusted in amount of the 200,000 zloty or over, so the growth is a bit lower than in 2006. However, as I said, that's based on the bit different segmentation criteria. Overall, we managed to grow our funds entrusted in private banking by the 30% year on year. We always underlying this point of the private banking because that's the group of the very demanding clients. They expect a very good service, and if our volumes and number of accounts are growing year on year, it means that we are able really to deliver high quality service that is highly appreciated by this group of the clients. Lending portfolio, slide number 17, grow by the 41%. Obviously the main contributor over here is the mortgages. However, there is a significant growth of the loans granted to the small medium companies. This is partially a result of the pre-scoring actions we did over the year 2007. I mean, every company was we treat these clients as the retail clients, yeah? So that's really the private person performing, how to say, economical activity in Polish, osoby fizyczne prowadzące działalność gospodarczą. Yes, so that's really very retail-oriented approach. We did the pre-scoring of this kind of the small companies, and we offered them just the lending base of the pre-scoring result without any additional requirements, and that's the main result. Obviously, this total we're presenting over here, our total lending volumes on the bit the same way as on the deposit side. However, over the total volumes we have as well, the portfolio, we call it inactive portfolio. That's the mainly the currency mortgages and some car loans that we are not selling anymore. This portfolio is dropping over the years, as you see, and if you compare that or calculate that the drop is about the 300 million a year, so that's very easily calculate that this portfolio should more or less disappear during the year 2008. Obviously, the long-term mortgages will remain, however, the amount should be quite stable then. If you exclude this non-active lending, our total growth of the lending portfolio on the retail during 2007 was on the level of the 58%, and quarter to quarter was 10%. Mortgage lending, growth of the more than 100%, and the sell double over the year in comparison to 2006. The credit cards grow, it's 70%. That's the result of the pre-scoring action we did as well. Increase of the number of credit card by the 41,000 quarter to quarter and 100,000 year on year. Small business lending, that's what we have discussed, the significant growth in the second and the third quarter of the last year. Retail branch network, this is as we informed before, we are going to open 100 branches. We used to call them franchise branches, but as I said, they are maybe not only franchise branches, as sometimes in some regions that's quite difficult to find the reliable partner. Then in reality the layout of the branch is the same, however the staff are just the staff employed by the bank directly. Wholesale banking, the growth of the client by the 555, growth of the deposit by the 23%, growth of the lending portfolio by almost 13 billion, growth of asset-based lending, that's the mainly the mortgages over the Śląski Bank Hipoteczny, recently ING Bank Hipoteczny, and the leasing, that's the, as well the next point, growth of the leasing value by the 266 million. FM products sell increased by the 33%, including the shift of the structure of this revenue. That's not only the simple FX transaction, but as well some derivatives that we are selling to our clients. Obviously, that one point that is quite important, that we've been the leading arranger for the PGE deal. As you know, that was the, that it is an issue of the CDs in total value of the 6.2 billion Polish zloty. Growth of the total number of the internet banking, we have a bit the same strategy for our corporate clients, like for the retail. I mean, the client is performing the transaction, and only if it is necessary, we are helping them. If not, the client has used or should use all the direct channels to communicate with bank to perform all the necessary transactions, him or herself. The number of the paper-based orders, payments basically orders, it went down to the less than 1%, and I think we are just quite close to the some border, because there will be always some clients that prefer to have a stamp on the paper slip. Sometimes this is even necessary for the tax office or other issue or other stuff. Our brokerage house profit grew by the 18%, and as you probably know, that we've been awarded as the number one brokerage house in the year 2007. The growth of the number of clients, obviously the growth is mainly in the mid-size and the mid-corp segment. In the strategic clients, theoretically this number should be quite stable, as usually these big clients, they have account with all the banks within the country, and number of these companies is not changing significantly over the years. Cash management, the deposit side, you see that the main growth in the last quarter was in the strategic client segments. I mean, that's just the free funds of the clients served by our corporate were invested into the different kind of the deposit. What is quite important for us, that the growth of the mid-corp segment by the 16%, and this mid-size companies, it's dropping quarter to quarter if you compare. However, I can say that this is because of some historical issue. We have one of the big clients that historically was served by the branch, and because of the client preferences, it was still served by the branch in 2006. In 2007, we agreed to, let's say, resegment it to the strategy client, just to provide all the facilities as for the standard strategy clients. And because of this volatility of the figures in the mid-size segments will disappear, and after the first quarter, I think we'll present the figures that will better reflect the development of the mid-size. The lending side, the growth of the 19%, is quite stable growth, especially on this two old segment, I mean the mid-size components and the mid-corps. That's a very, very important for us, because that's something that is, let's say, a bit like the retail-wise. The volumes and number of clients that we serve in those segments is very stable. The clients are not shifting between the banks just from the one day to another, as it is the case with the with the strategic clients. Asset-based lending, that's the mainly our sale of the mortgages over the our bank hypoteczny, as well as the leasing and factoring agreement, significant growth year on year, as well quarter on quarter, especially our mortgage bank start to perform quite well in the last year. Just some information about the biggest transaction, Polska Grupa Energetyczna, as well as the, our share in the market of the bond issues on the, in Poland. Slide number 28, financial market products grow by 30% year over year. What is important, 34% of our sale are the other instruments, that's only FX transaction, and this share, as you see, is growing if you compare it to 2006. Electronic banking, our new corporate banking, we are improving the functionality, and this will continue during the year 2008. ING Securities, the significant growth of the financial result, as well as I said before, our brokerage house has been awarded as the best brokerage house in Poland. Financial results, slide 32, that's more or less the repetition of the slide we have discussed on the beginning. Income per categories, you can see that in the last quarter we had in other positions, or let's say other revenue, we had a negative value of the 41 million. That's only because of the valuation of the hedging derivatives, that from the accounting perspective has to be treated as a trading and has to be evaluated over the profit and loss. In 2008 the situation will be improved slowly because we cannot reclassify the old transaction. However, we will classify to the hedge accounting all the new transaction that we'll perform, so this valuation should be stable and stable, or the results should be stable and stable over the quarters, and according with our calculation, about the half of the volatility and a bit more of the half of the volatility should disappear over the year 2008, and the full it should disappear over the next 2 years basically. Then theoretically our accounting results should be equal to our, we call it economic, I mean cash based result. Income per business line, you see that's main reason was the revenue, let's say, from the own activities. That's mainly the trading result in the last quarter of 2004. Obviously, in our cases, in our business line, we see some issues, especially in retail. That's related to two factors. The first one is the sale of the mutual funds that significantly slowed down during the year, especially last quarter. And the second is the margin on the deposit. Just you know that because we are running the replication portfolio, I mean we are investing our funds on the long term. In the situation of the fast growth of the rates, we see a squeeze of our margin. That's the short-term result. Because we are investing new funds into according with the new rates of this will disappear over the year. However, as I said, that was the result in the last quarter of the 2007. Costs were quite stable. If you compare year on year, the growth is on the 12%, and over the quarters, if you compare last quarter of the 2006 with the last quarter of 2007, that's only growth of the 4%, and in comparison to the third quarter, that's a small drop of the 1%. The main reason of the cost growth, that's quite clear, I think, from here, that's the personal expenses that grow of, let's say, 12.6% year on year. No, sorry, 18%. 12% if you compare quarter to quarter, and 20% if you compare last quarter of 2006 with the last quarter of 2007. The other growth is our marketing expenses that grow by the 9%, depreciation by 9%, and marketing expenses by the 8%, and other expenses grow by the 5%. Financial result over the quarters, just comparison. Profitability ratio and equity, return on equity ratio, and slide number 38, our asset side. You see that the situation is developing on the way that the share of the lending in our asset is growing from the 27% in 2006 to the 32% 2007. And as you can see, that still the majority of our lending is the corporate portfolio. However, the retail portfolio is growing faster, let's say even double faster than the corporate. However, still the volumes are huge on the corporate side. On the liabilities, we have quite unique situation in the banking that 86% of our liabilities side are the deposit, and together with equity, that's the 93% of our liabilities are consisted of own equity and the funds and trust, or let's say liabilities. Obviously, the issue is the growth of our deposit side. We have discussed it, the growth over the 6 billion over the year. The growth is mainly, as you see, volume-wise is on the retail. However, in the percentage terms, that the growth is comparable even faster on the corporate side. However, I think that's the more or less temporary result because of these free funds on the corporate that were just invested in the last quarter of the 2007. Solvency ratio and loan-to-deposit ratio. On the loan-to-deposit ratio, the situation, let's say, a bit deteriorated. It's mainly because of the significant growth on the deposit on the corporate side in the last quarter of 2007. On the solvency ratio, this is dropping, let's say, over the years between of the growth of the size of the lending and size of the bank. This drop will continue, I would say, in 2007. Mainly because, obviously, firstly because of the further growth of the lending, however, as well as because of the implementation of Basel II, we inform after the third quarter during the our teleconference that the Polish supervision decision was about the implementation of the Basel II. Was that because of the lack of the history, we have only 1.5 years of the history, we cannot apply the advanced methodology for the calculation of the credit risk capital, so we'll have to use the simplified method that is require, let's say, a higher capital. And this will continue till the half of the 2009, when we will have enough history, according to the National Bank, to switch into the advanced methodology. So we may say that we are running internally still the models according to the advanced methodology. However, we will have to publish and calculate solvency ratio according with this simplified method. And this difference will cost us about the 1% of the solvency ratio. So that will be situation probably in 2009. Credit risk, you see continuous improvement of our NPL structure. However, I think that we are somewhere close to the end of the possible improvement. Only 3% of our portfolio are irregular lending. From the coverage point of view, in last quarter we have improved even our coverage. We did not sold off any NPL portfolio, just continue with the creation of the IBNR provision for the new lending, or the according with the volumes grow in the last quarter. So the situation is quite stable. We do not expect some significant changes. As you've seen, there was a two one-offs in 2007, the sale of the retail portfolio in the second quarter, and the sale of the WRJ debt. It was in the third quarter of the 2007. We expect closing of some transaction of the sale of the corporate lending portfolio, of the non-performing corporate lending portfolio, obviously, in the 2008. However, as we informed previously, we are not squeezed by liquidity or pushed to do this transaction. If the price will be attractive for us, we'll just perform it, we'll just sell it. If not, we'll just restructure these loans on our own. And just information about the results per business segment.
Thank you very much. Now it's time for questions. Please introduce yourself. We are ready to answer. First.
Yes, hi, it's Marta Czajkowska calling from KBC Securities. A few questions, please. Concerning split of the disbursement of the mortgages, in the last quarter you've noticed a pickup. I just wonder what part is of this disbursement is a new production, and what is a pipeline kind of mortgage lending?
What do you mean pipeline? How much are we selling?
How much was it from the previous quarters, remaining from previous quarters?
You mean how much of the volume growth was because of the loans granted in the last in the third quarter, and
How much was it for applications that were filed in third quarter or previous quarters, and how much was it new lending?
This is the, on the slide number 18. On the right-hand side, you can see that the new production is the sell. That's not the volume growth, that's the sell over the quarters of the 2006 and 7.
It's a okay.
That's the sell. That's the sell. I mean the contract signed with the client. You see that that's significant difference, because the figures are significantly higher in every quarter than the volume growth. Yeah, but that's quite natural that the clients are signing the agreements and are using the lending over the time. Yes, let's say it on this way.
Mm-hmm. Okay. maybe the second as a second question. I understand that the deposits in strategic clients segment we should consider as seasonal. It's just a seasonality in fourth quarter. The
I
jump.
Would say that that's quite, standard in Poland, that on the last quarter the companies they invest short term some free money. And because as you see that's in the strategic client segment, I would treat it as a very volatile. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Sure. And in terms of costs, if we can move to this segment, in other administrative costs, there was a big decline over the quarter. If you can comment on that and the outlook for further quarters for
other administrative. You mean that was the 93 million versus 128 million?
Yes.
I think that's the part of the accruals that we have used or we have created during the year, and that That's maybe not very properly disclosed in the slide over the quarters, because this accruals for the cost, it should be just shown in the every category of the expenses. Yeah, that would not change the total picture, however, would stabilize the months over the quarters. I think we have improved the presentation on this slide. Yeah, sorry for this.
But that not explain what was it accrued for more than it was spent on?
It's not accrued more than it was spent. However, this is just accrued, and it should be accruals for the, let's say, the bonus, for example. Yes,
if you pay the bonus. But it's not personal cost.
But it should be presented partially in the personal cost then. So I would do not look into this part of the slide. Yes. Let's say that we will inform you, you know, what is the split, let's say, correct split over different category of expenses. Okay.
Mhm. Okay, so maybe if you can only share with us the bonus pool that was in the course of 2007 versus 2006.
The comparison of the amount of the bonus?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. To be honest, I can't remember. I think that, you know, the amount of the bonus is comparable with the growth of the growth of the bonus is comparable with the growth of the base salary, because that's the system is remain the same. Yeah, so from this perspective, nothing changed in the bank.
Okay. And in terms of dividend, what dividend policy are you planning to apply for this year?
I mean, for the profit for the dividend from the profit of 2007, I understand.
Yes.
So as I said, we expect a drop of the solvency ratio for the bank. So we are considering now our dividend policy, and the next month we'll have the supervisory board, and this issue will be discussed, and I think then we'll present the dividend policy.
Maybe.
However, obviously, as we inform, you know, the dividend will be lower than the last years because of the equity demands.
In terms of dividend per share.
Obviously, we have the growth of the amount of the profit. However, from the percentage point of view, I would say that I expect that the lower percent of the net profit will be disposed for the dividend. Per share, you know, that will be partially compensated by the growth of the net profit. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that would be all from my side.
Thank you very much.
Actually, it's Mark McCray at KBC. I wanted to add a question there. Can you comment on your deposit growth in Q4? You know, you've done very well again in deposits, and what you expect to happen now that the PKOBP is sort of increasing the pressure in terms of pricing. And entering a kind of deposit war with other banks, and to whether or not you expect to continue to make market share gains in this area next year, whether you'll sort of try to take profits while other banks sort of cede them. Thanks.
To be honest, obviously the PKO-BP is a huge power, and the power of the brand and the power of the distribution network. However, we see this growth of the competition about the retail deposit, or maybe broader retail funds, starting even from the third quarter of last year. Until now, as you can see in the figures, we manage. I just can say that we'll just continue our strategy for the helping clients to manage their financial future. I mean, the client is free into choosing the kind of the investment. He can easily switch between different kind of the investment, and we are trying always to prepare the best offer for clients to maintain them within our bank. If they are switching from the funds to the savings. We offer them the best rate that we can. If they are interested into the term deposit, we are offer them the best rate that we can. And we believe that our offer is attractive and the clients has a very good experience with the service quality we're providing to them, and they are deciding to stay with us. Even maybe sometime in spite of the competitive offers that are maybe sometimes on the short term.
Maybe I could ask more specifically, have you changed your pricing policy at all on deposits, or would you envisage changing your pricing policy in the near future?
I do not think that, but I do not understand too much. What do you mean by the pricing policy?
Well, I mean, I presume that rates change because of market rates. Yeah, that would be one influence on the rates that you offer. But competition might also affect your rates. And what I'm wondering is, has competition affected your rates at all from Q4 through to the present? And would you plan on changing your rates apart from aligning them with the changes in market rates that we've seen?
I would say that we always take competition into consideration, so that there has never been the situation that we just blindly change the rate according with the National Bank. We always take competition into consideration. So nothing will be changed, assuming.
Okay, thanks.
Yes, please.
So maybe a follow-up question on this pricing. If you say that nothing will change, and so far ING was considered at the high range of the pricing for savings deposits, would you say that you will remain at this higher range, or you will place yourself someplace in the middle or below?
Let's say that we are, once more, yes, we are always taking competition into consideration, and that I think always was even more important factor than the national bank rates, because that's applicable for everybody. We always try to offer to our clients the best offer we can, because we do not offer to the clients any products that, you know, on the leaflet, that's, let's say, I don't know, 6%. In reality, this is 5.25. If we offer 5.25, this is that 5.25, and that's it, yes? And, you know, that's the, let's say, a bit more long-term policy, but it really pays off. If you really do not cheat clients, if you really offer to clients the product that are simple, understandable, and always the best priced as we can, this willingness of clients to switch just temporarily to other offer that not necessarily has to be as good as it looks like, it really works. Yes, it really works. The clients decide to stay with us in spite of maybe even some short-term, temporary, theoretical loss if they will not use other offer. So, once more, we are not changing our policy. We still help clients to manage their financial future. We still offer them simple, the best priced product, and we really are oriented on the quality of the service we are delivering. We are not cheating anybody, we are not convincing anybody, we are just offering the simple financial product that are understandable and, let's say, fair and honest, if I can say it this way. Well, maybe that's, you know, a bit boring without any, you know, English word for the vodotrysk. but that's the strategy we have chosen several years ago, and we continue with this.
Sure. Okay. Thank you.
Stability. It's, as I said, it's maybe a bit boring, but...
Okay. Well, maybe since there doesn't seem to be a lot of questions coming from other areas, can you comment again? You mentioned earlier in the call the 65 million zlotys that your net profit would have been higher because of this lack of hedge accounting.
Yeah.
Can you comment that would feed through into higher or relatively higher net interest income, wouldn't it, over the next year? You basically take an upfront loss related to an increase in interest rates, and because of that, your net interest income is going to be higher over the next 12 months than it would have been had that not been in place, right?
Theoretically, yes, over the next 24 months, more or less. But under condition that the rate will remain as it was on the year end. In practice, the rates are still fluctuating, so this result will fluctuate over the months or over the next 2 years. But generally, you're right.
And I don't know if it's fair to suggest that there would be an option that management took to take that loss through the P&L. But there obviously is another way to account for it. Would you say that management decided to book the loss through the P&L rather than doing it another way? Or that was just something that was forced on you by your auditor?
I would say that in spite of our effort, we did not manage to implement the hedge accounting on the end of the third quarter. And I can assure you that this is, let's say, against the willingness of the management. We really appreciate a stable result over the quarters, yes, and such a changes of the results are really not appreciated by anybody. Our goal is to have very, very stable revenue over the quarters in spite of the volatility of the interest rate, in spite of the accounting regulation, and so on and so on. So that was definitely against the willingness of the management board.
Okay, that's clear. Thanks again.
So maybe other question on the fee and commission income, taking into consideration quite volatile market in terms of mutual funds. What areas are you consider to be offsetting, or if any, offsetting this high income from selling of mutual funds?
You mean in year 2008?
Yes.
Obviously, we do not talk about the future, and especially about the year 2008 results. However, I would say that the answer is quite simple. That's the growth of our volumes.
But you are planning to be also competitive on the fees from deposits and savings accounts, as presented in press. So this is mainly from loan side, right?
From
the lending side of the business, the fee income.
Obviously, the growth of the lending, it has this advantage that that the banks are calculating margin on deposit and on the lending. If you will look on the slide number where it was. Slide number 38, that's our asset side. Right now, the 32% of our assets are in the lending. So it means that on the asset side, we have margin only on the one-third of our balance sheet. Yes?
Yes, sure.
So if we'll grow our lending, our margin on the asset side will grow as well with this lending. And obviously, that's the one factor. Another factor is that the total balance sheet, we believe will continue grow, as it was in the last year, so the total balance sheet will grow, and as well the total lending into the asset side will grow, and that's, I believe, is our main engine for the year 2009.
And in terms of outlook for the balance sheet, are you planning only to change your structure of the assets by growing volumes in loans, or you're planning also to manage actively your securities part of the balance sheet? Meaning replace securities with loans.
On the security side, I would divide it from the management point of view into two parts. The first part, that's our replication portfolio that we are managing according with the market risk criteria, and that's very, very strict criteria, and that's audited by our auditors and by the National Bank. And that's the policy we have to follow, and we follow. So the result is that, as we said, in the short-term rate hikes, our margin are lower, and you know, in the longer term, that's quite stable because you are reinvesting this. So you cannot do too much about it. Yes, that's the first point. Mm-hmm. The second part is the trading, and obviously on the trading you are limited by the value at risk categories, and generally the trading is quite limited. So I would say from the management perspective that on the asset side, in reality we have only a margin on the lending plus some revenue from the trading portfolio that is relatively small. The rest, our replication, we treat as the margin on the deposit side, and we assume that the money market instrument on the asset side are, let's say, zero margin. Yes?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So we do not calculate from the managerial point of view on this way. So I've, let's say, assuming once more, I do not expect any significant changes into the way of the investing of our asset side.
But we should expect further decline in interbank deposit, for example.
I would say that interbank deposits, to a large extent, are a result of the two stuff. The first one is liquidity on the market, because if we are not able to place our, let's say, deposit, yes, our funds into the market, because we are, you know, right now one of the biggest players in Poland, so not always the liquidity on the bonds on or bills is enough for us to invest it. The funds are invested temporarily into some interbank deposit, yes?
Yes.
So that can, this is just accidental amount, yes? That's the first source of the changes. And the second, if the treasury is doing the, some arbitrage, taking some deposit lower and selling it higher, this is the another issue, yes? Let's say a source of the changes. But that's only the, I would say, accidental amount, yeah? So that's not the any purpose or any goal to manage this actively from this point of view.
Sure, thank you.
Thank you. I'm afraid that we should take only one more question, because we are closely 11, and we have the journalist conference, so please, short question.
Okay, so maybe short question on the outlook of the growth of wages in 2008.
On the market, I think, if I remember, that assumption is about 8%, yes?
Would you say that ING will grow in line with the market, or?
I would say that our policy is to pay according with the market.
Mm-hmm.
And in some position, even a bit higher than market. I remember I saw yesterday in PAP information about some union sections in banks, I think, about the salary growth. However, that was no information about the ING, because, as I said, we follow the market prices in this respect.
Mm-hmm.
So, thank you very much. Thank you for participation. Our investor relations inviting you, of course, for contacts, for questions. We will try to accommodate you with all information, and I welcome you to the next conference after the first quarter of 2008 results. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Goodbye.